Welcome to season four of The Culture of Kindness. My name is Nahala Summers and I am your host. A culture of kindness is based on the idea that by bringing kindness into leadership, we reduce stress, anxiety, make happier workplaces, and in turn, improve the bottom line for any organization or institution. It is a book, leadership program, accreditation, and of course, this wonderful podcast. Kindness has been my life's work since I founded the social movement for kindness back in 2012 called Sunshine People. And it has kept me interested on what people have to say on the complexities of kindness ever since. The guest lineup is exceptional, from politicians to social media influencers, best-selling authors to BBC presenters, an eclectic mix of people who all have completely different views on kindness, how we get it, and where the world is currently at. If you enjoy this episode, then please do show your support for kindness by subscribing to the podcast, leave a five-star review, or simply invest in the book, aptly named A Culture of Kindness, available on Amazon. Thanks so much. I hope you enjoy. Ian, thank you so much for coming on to A Culture of Kindness podcast. You are so welcome. I'm really excited to speak to you today because you work for a brilliant organization, and we're going to kind of touch on that, about this kind of culture of appreciation that it's developing within it. And I'm curious, you know, are we that far away from it? But I think, first of all, just maybe give a little bit of a background as to how and why you kind of became part of RTL and what it's about, the organisation as a whole.
Well, I first came across the whole concept of appreciation in the business world as an actual strategic thing back in 2010. When I started working for a company who took appreciation to the workplace. And it was something I had naturally done myself. It was part of my DNA, but I hadn't realized just how many people didn't see the power of appreciation, didn't understand that. And of course, you also need a vehicle to be able to deliver that. It's not just as simple as saying thank you to somebody. You need a vehicle to make it more public and to put it out there so you can thank anybody at any time. So that's when I first became aware of it. But the company I was with, I found that it was very complicated. It shouldn't be complicated. And when I came across RTL, I was just blown away by the sheer simplicity of how they take appreciation into the workplace and how people are able to, you know, deliver that themselves and how it makes a difference. And also for companies of all sizes, because up until now, really, it's only those large companies that employ 3,000 plus people that have the tools and technology to do this. So to find a business in Belgium called RTL that were able to deliver this for companies with 30 employees or 50 or 100 employees was just fantastic. And when I saw what they did and how they did it, I just knew I needed to bring it here to the UK because it's something that's needed here. And that's why I'm here now. I've been going for a year and a half. And it's been a fantastic year and a half and at a good time when it's needed more than ever.
Yeah. Are we missing the appreciation? You know, if you were to look at organisations as a percentage, I mean, we haven't got those figures, but percentage of companies in the UK who aren't appreciating their staff, is it high, do you think?
I think a lot of companies think they do a good job of this. They'll do something like employee of the month and think, yep, that's that box ticked. We appreciate our people. But if you're in a company with 100 people and one person has been recognised for the month, what about the other 99 people? How long will it take them to receive some recognition? Mm. So I look at recognition like saying, I love you. Once a year at Christmas doesn't quite cut it. If I just said, I love you to my wife once a year, she probably wouldn't be very happy with that. So don't get thank you and appreciation mixed up with I love you at work, of course, you know, but I think it needs to be more frequent, more regular, and it needs to be sincere. And so, yes, there is a huge gap with what's actually being delivered and how it's being delivered compared to what should be happening. But we are getting better. People are understanding we need to do something, but they're just not sure the right way to do it. And that's where we come in.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to understand a little bit more about the platform, how easy is it for organizations, I guess, to join up? Mm. And what kind of happens with that?
Yeah. So it's really, really simple. That's one of our values at Arteel is simplicity. So and that comes across within the platform. So if a company, I use the 100 employees as an example, and if you're a company with 100 people working there, they will all have access to this through their smartphones. It's really, really easy to use. We have all sorts of companies with people of all sorts of backgrounds, and we have between 70 and 90% usage with most of our clients. So it's very, very highly used, highly efficient, and people love it. And what it enables people to do, people are empowered to say thank you. And the thank you that they give or the appreciation they give is aligned to each of your core values. So you don't just say, hey, you look great today. Thanks for looking so good at work. It would be more around, well, you know, one of our values is teamwork and you really helped me today. So I'd like to thank you for that. And they click on the value of teamwork, give their appreciation around that teamwork. The recipient will receive that recognition. It goes on a virtual wall within the platform that everybody else can see, like a Facebook, really. Other people in the company can like it. They can comment on it. And at the same time, that person would have received some points that they can save up and redeem for gift cards, such as Amazon and all sorts of other brands. Mm. So very, very simple. People feel energized because they've done something that's been noticed. It's been thanked. It energizes them. And then when other people see that, they know what great looks like and they start to deliver on those company values as well. And when you have a company of a body of people living your values every day, guess what? Your business will perform so much better.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, kindness is one of those values. And then obviously underpinning all of that is other sets of values as we've talked about before. And I've got, from what you've just spoken about, I've just been scribbling down notes, so I'm gonna jump around with my questions. But you know, kindness is that value also within workplaces. How does that come to life, the values part of it?
Okay, so kindness, I know, is something very close to your heart, as it is for many of us. And I'd like to tell you a little story here, which brings kindness and values together. When my daughter, Katie, first started school at the age of 5, her teacher, Mrs. Benjamin Smith, said to all of the class, it's very important that you understand the value of kindness and we need to be kind to each other. And, you know, I want you to understand that. So at the school, they do have values, but the first one they, if you like, embed is kindness. The children probably thought, what is she talking about? We're 5 years old. But actually what happened during that week was that one of the girls called Poppy took a bag of Conkers to school and she shared her Conkers out without thinking about it with all the other children. And what happened was on the Friday morning assembly, Poppy's parents had been invited to attend the assembly and Poppy was given a certificate for being kind. And all the other children were like, wow. She's got recognition. She's got a certificate for being kind. So when I went to pick up Katie from school that day, she said, Dad, can we go and get some Conkers? I said, why? She said, I need to take them to school Monday. Okay. When I went to school with Katie on Monday morning, we had a bag of Conkers and there was all these other parents with their children saying with bags of Conkers. And that's when Mrs. Benjamin Smith told us the story. And she said it was so funny. She said, they just want the recognition and they think being kind means sharing Conkers with people. But what it taught me then was it just goes to show that, you know, the value was kindness. It was recognized. And now everybody else wants to be kind because they know what they need to do to be recognized. So I know they're only children, but even as grown-ups within inside ourselves, it's no different. If I see somebody being recognized for something, I want that as well. So I now know what I need to do, and I start to live that value. And you know, 52% of people, and I think it's actually a higher number, but the actual number that's been given out, 52% of people in the workplace cannot name their company values. They can name one or two, but they don't know all. So if you can't even name them, how are you expected to live them?
Yeah.
And deliver them every day? Well, recognition is what brings them to life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting you say that about the naming of them. I think, you know, if it's just not within the very psyche of everything that you're doing and living and breathing, and you should, in many ways, even if you don't know the name of the value, you should be able to describe what your company is like and what is the, well, we just do that. You know, it just, this is just how we work. And you're right. So many are just words on paper, and yep, they're not lived and breathed, and it's not within the foundations of everything that they do. It's so interesting because you were talking about kind of the engagement, 70 to 90% engagement from staff engage with the platform,
yep,
as part of it. Yep. I mean, that is an incredible engagement rate because, you know, when people are doing their well-being surveys and, you know, mm-hmm, employee engagement things, to get that kind of engagement, they everybody wants that, right?
Well, I think something that's really important. So that's the number of people that are engaged with using the platform. So then that means the platform is able to make a difference to your culture.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, being kind is an amazing thing to do. We should all be kind, but unfortunately it just doesn't happen that way in the workplace as a natural thing. And we know that values need to be lived. But when we look at employee engagement in the workplace, not only is this a nice thing to do because we want people to be happy at work, and because we don't know what people are going through at home and what tortures they're suffering in their lives, but at work we should create an environment where they are happy and feel like they have an opportunity. But there's something else that's really important from a business perspective, because some people might say, well, some business leaders might say, well, this is all very well, it's all very nice, but is it going to help my business? Mm. Yes, and I'll explain why. If you think of your business as a Viking ship, and you have 100 people working in your business and each of them have an oar in their hand to row your ship across the ocean, they won't do it with any great enthusiasm just because you pay them to do it. Unfortunately, that's the way of the world. They just won't. We do know from employee engagement surveys, only 15% of people are highly engaged at work. These are the people that they know your purpose, your business purpose. Mm. They know your values and they live them. They respect leadership. These are the role model employees that love what they do. And these are the 15 people at the front of your ship rowing hard.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we also know from employee engagement surveys that 25% of people will be highly disengaged. They don't know the values, and quite frankly, they don't care. Is there a purpose? No, it's just a job, and I don't even like my job. I don't respect leadership. In fact, I don't even really want to be here, and I can be quite toxic. And these are the 25 people at the back of your ship dropping anchor. So your business or your ship is going nowhere. So who are the other 60 people? Well, the other 60 people, they're just passengers. They just do what they have to do. They're not going above and beyond. They're not highly engaged. They're not troublesome either. They're just doing what they have to do, just doing the minimum. And I see recognition around values as an appreciation as a way of igniting those people to become highly engaged. They're your opportunity. They're the people that can start taking your business forwards, start rowing your ship further forwards. And that's why there's huge, huge opportunity for every business to fully engage all of their people to deliver better business results. It's a massive thing to do.
I love that analogy. I am going to be quoting you and quoting that analogy going forwards forevermore. It's brilliant. It is really interesting what you say. You know, the 25% are going to exist, and particularly in those larger organisations. But if you can engage that 60%, you've got 75% going against. And at some point, that as the majority moves it forwards, in the end, you those 25% either come off the back end of the boat and decide to change, or at some point they go, oh, actually, you know, this seems like quite a good... Yeah. And their minds are changed along the way. What have been the big benefits of for organisations having RTL? Have you been able to get kind of any information or stats or kind of any example case studies of the difference that it's made as yet?
It's just, I mean, from the clients we brought on board in our first year, it's just overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah,
my new clients are coming from recommendation from my existing clients. So when I asked RTL if we could bring their solution to the UK, it was because I really thought it would make a difference. But when I talk about our business being successful here in the UK, I don't mean because we have lots of new clients. I mean because those new clients are saying that it's actually making a difference.
Yeah.
Just 2 weeks ago, I went to see Mark Nolan of Nolan Oils. He was my first client. And I asked him how he was getting on. And he said, you know, most of our competitors are really having a tough time. They deliver oil to houses and businesses. And he said, they're losing their drivers and they can't recruit anymore. And it's causing them a huge problem. They can't deliver their oil because they haven't got the drivers.
Yeah.
I said, what about you, Mark? He said, we're fine. He said, we are in a good place. I'm not losing any drivers. And I said, I hope we've helped with that. And he said, massively, he said, your platform, has our people know that we genuinely care about them.
Yeah.
And we really do, you know, take an interest in them. Some of the recognition that's happening, he said, are things that never would have happened before. He said, one of my drivers helped somebody out of their car, helped somebody with the shopping out of their car. He was delivering oil. She pulled up on the driveway. She was getting her shopping back into the house, but it was pouring with rain, and he helped her in with the shopping. That lady contacted Nolan Oil's office. Thank your driver, please, for helping me with my shopping. And immediately he received a recognition into the platform for doing that. Yeah. And all the other drivers saw that.
Yeah.
So to know that things are being appreciated, it doesn't go unnoticed anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what happens as a result of that, because they have the platform and they're thinking about these positive recognitions they can give one another, they are naturally looking to be more creative above and beyond that,
yeah,
to be appreciative of one another. And for that reason, they now have a really great culture, a fantastic team, and they don't want to leave Nolan Oils. They're in the right place.
And what it becomes is it becomes embedded.
Yes.
So embedded that it just becomes the way of life. So they don't even think about, oh, well, I'm going to help that person with their shopping because of the recognition. I'm going to help them with their shopping because that's just what we do. And then they go, oh, and also now I've received these vouchers just because I follow what the company does and what everybody else does. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing. I think what I also love about it all really is that you talk about the simplicity of it. And obviously you've shown me around the platform and I'm a supporter of it, but what I have found is everybody wants to be the smartest person in the room. Oh, look, and it does this and it does that, and we keep adding on to things, and everything has to have a language that's smarter than the next person. But really, as you've highlighted here, and it's not so simple as in it's simple, but it's just easy for people to understand at every level. Yeah. It's smart. It looks great. It's easy. You know, how important has that been to you, you know, from maybe your historical work and what you've seen historically with other organisations attempting to do something
similar? Without naming names, with my previous company I was with for 10 years, if we wanted to demo how to use it, sometimes we'd have to get somebody from the USA in to show them how to use it.
Wow.
That's how complicated it was. It shouldn't be that complicated. It should be really simple. So The first thing is it has to be easy to access. Mm. So on their mobile device, they can go in whilst they're on the move, easily accessible, a tap on a screen and you're in. Mm-hmm. The second thing is once they're in, they need to see that this is my business, this is my company, because it has their branding. It has the look and feel of Nolan Oils, for example.
Yeah.
And then what they see are the values. The first thing they see once they're in are the values with the branding. Mm. And then the actual delivery of the recognition itself has to be timely, has to be really easy and quick to do. People don't have much time. So, again, they click on a value, they type in what it is the person did, and then they hit send. It takes, on average, 60 to 90 seconds to deliver a recognition. 60, 90 to seconds to do something that makes somebody else feel great for at least a week.
Mm.
It gives them a lift for at least a week, but it takes you 60 to 90 seconds to do it. And the other thing is, it doesn't require any authorization from management. The one reason why many people disengage and don't use recognition platforms is because they're only allowed to nominate, and then they have to wait 2 months for the manager to authorize it, or even say, no, I don't agree with this. That's not really worthy of recognition. And then they feel embarrassed to do it again. So they can just do it. They're empowered to do it.
Yeah. So that empowerment. Yeah, that empowerment is key, isn't it? I mean, there is a lot of organisations who are holding on to this power in fear of what might happen, and it's hindering their business. And I think what Arteel is showing is quite how much that is hindering it by making a simpler, easier way to give recognition and appreciation.
One of the things I'm often asked. Often asked is, how do you stop abuse? How do you stop people giving recognition to one another and swapping recognition? And that's where the mindset of a lot of companies, they actually think their people will do that. It just doesn't happen. It does not happen.
It's interesting that lack. I mean, it's interesting because CEOs, 50% CEOs understand that a lack of trust is the biggest killer for their business, yet most of them don't behave or encourage a culture of trust within it. Yeah. Just can't quite let go of it. And I think, if you've worked your way up as a CEO, obviously power and holding on to things and having control can feel very important. But what I've discovered from my own research is the leaders that are really building extraordinary companies are those people who let go and allow the people that they pay a lot of money to do that work. And as soon as you give trust, you tend to get trust. There might be an odd one or two, of course, that you that aren't like that. But in terms of numbers and percentages of people, very few and far between, right? One of the things that you spoke about there was Nolan Doyle, right? And I found that really interesting because so many people right now are talking about drivers, right? Mm-hmm. And the lack of drivers and the issues that they're having within the business. And we're blaming that. Let's use it for what it is. The blame is sat with Brexit, people leaving, COVID, all of these issues that that is used to blame. Yet Nolan Doyle, who are giving a culture of appreciation through Arteel, are demonstrating that they've taken accountability for their own culture. They're not blaming somebody else for the issues that they've got that sit inherent within the industry at the moment. And they're saying, actually, by changing it to a culture of appreciation, we haven't got those issues. That on its own it feels like such a demonstration, dare I say it, UK leaders, this isn't for everybody before everybody bites my head off, but that we have a culture of blame within the UK where we look to other excuses why something isn't working, why our business is failing, why relationships aren't working, why it's always something to do with politics. It's something to do with the outside world. And that doesn't mean that it doesn't affect us. Yeah. But there is a real kind of blame thing going on. That's what it feels like to me. I don't know how it is for you.
Well, there are currently 1.2 million vacancies in the UK, job vacancies. 38% of people are currently looking to change jobs in the next 6 months. So the biggest challenge that CEOs will face today will be in retaining their people. Yeah. And in replacing people, recruitment, retaining and recruitment. But the essential piece to all of it is to engage people so they don't want to leave. They choose to stay with you. They're not leaving for an extra 5% on their pay. No. They're also not going to stay for an extra 5% on their pay. So a lot of companies think the answer is, well, let's give them a nice gift at Christmas, or let's pay them more money. Let's promise them something else. But at the end of the day, the relationship, the connection that your people have to you and your business is what will retain them. If they feel connected. So we talk about purpose. Purpose is really important, especially after COVID. People want something with more meaning now. They don't just want to do a job. They want to be making a difference. But think about your business and think about your business in terms of what it actually does. What is its purpose? And start to communicate that to people. Saw people working in supermarkets. Before COVID, we would have said, you know, if you said, what do you do for a living? They would have said, oh, I just work on a checkout. I just stack shelves at Tesco. But now they would tell you, I'm an essential worker. I help feed the nation.
Yeah.
You know, it's really important. So when people get their purpose, if you walk into I probably shouldn't name brands, but I will. If you walk into a Starbucks, it's big enough. If you walk into a Starbucks and you ask the person working there, what do you do for a living? If they say, I just make coffee, they don't get their purpose.
No.
But if you walk in there and that person says, what do I do? Well, people come in here just to relax and unwind and have a bit of me time, or they might come in for a meeting. So what I try and do is create an environment for them where they can do that, where they feel comfortable, they can chill out, yeah, and they can enjoy a nice drink as well. That's what I do. Yeah. I help people give people a break in the day. That person, it understands their purpose, and they will communicate in the right way with those people that walk in there. So I think purpose is really important, and that's what companies need to start doing.
It is, and I'm glad you put that at the end, they need to start doing, because you've described there exactly where we need to be getting to. But I'm still amazed at the amount of people working within organisations that are still not getting it. Leaders still think that, you know, oh, well, we pay a great bonus. You know, we do all of these things. They overcomplicate, you know, the packages that people are going to get. Keep adding stuff on. Well, we've got mental health first aiders now, so you know we've dealt with the stress and anxiety. We've sent them on a resilience course, and you know, actually, no, we've got to sort out the root problem and set the foundations. And as you've said, you know, that culture of appreciation is a very easy and simple way to start that foundation for people.
We talked about Nolan Oars, but again, if Mark needed to recruit somebody, he wouldn't say, oh, I need to get another driver to deliver oil. He'd be saying, we need to bring someone in that can help keep people warm in their homes. You know, that's what we're doing. We're keeping people warm in their homes. We're giving them hot water. You know, it's really important that we get out there and look after these people. And they are connected to a purpose, and that's so important. Purpose and values. And companies think that, a lot of companies think that it's, like you said, it's about a bonus, it's about what we pay them. People have more to them than that. There's more depth to them than that, you know, and they all want to have a greater meaning in the work that they're doing. And that's why a lot of people are looking to change companies. So it's important that these companies have a rethink about how they communicate with their people and the experience they provide them when they are at work. And this is something that we help with. I'm not saying we are the silver bullet. We don't cover every base, but we do make a small difference.
Mm.
significant. Well, I say small, it's quite significant.
It is significant. And maybe between you and I together, we are then the silver bullet that, solves the issue. And there is something wonderful around that, and that around that idea of just simplifying things and making it easy. And, I believe that I'm hoping that we start to see change, because that bottom line that's affected by organisations, they go, we're struggling financially. And I think, but you're wasting millions of pounds. You know, I've spoken to an organisation that recognises, you know, they've got a new team in, and they recognise that they have literally wasted millions of pounds each year on the lack of staff retention, the lack of culture, and people feeling empowered. You know, they've got that boat. They've got 40% of people sat at the back and only 5% sat at the front, and they've got this, you know, this tough time, but they see that, and it's unusual for companies to see that actually by making small changes they can make big differences to their workplace bottom line.
It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. We haven't talked cost, but I don't mind sharing with you, in terms to do something like this, if you just were to invest just £100 per person per year, then you can take care of all of this, and you can actually get your people to start rowing.
Yeah.
I mean, you could give somebody £100 a year pay rise, it will not make any difference to their performance. If you gave them £1,000 a year pay rise, it still won't change how they perform or how they feel. But if you invest £100 per person per year into something like this, you can change their behavior, their thoughts, their connection to your business. It will make a huge difference.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even need to be, it's not expensive at all. It's the value proposition.
No. And the way that they feel about themselves in so many ways, right? Yeah. Because they're getting that feel good from behaving differently.
Yeah.
And, people will have gifted them a hamper, probably.
Yeah.
As you said, you know, somebody buys them a Christmas gift that will last 5 minutes, and they'll go, oh, look, I got a Christmas hamper. And then they come back to work and they're like, oh God, but it's still the same, you know.
It's
and you're better off kind of putting the money into the culture, right, and the appreciation, for sure.
Yeah.
Amazing. Ian, we have come to the end of the podcast already. It's been absolutely insightful as always. You know, there's always something new every time I speak to you. I always ask the same question at the end of every podcast, and it is, what does a culture of kindness mean to you?
I think it's essential, because there's one of two ways you can go, isn't there, really? If you think about your mindset, you can go down a positive path or a negative path. The more you radiate in terms of kindness, guess what? The more comes back to you. The more negative energy you radiate and you're being unkind or short with people, that's what you will experience. That's what will come back to you. So I think we all need to start, you know, radiating more positive energy, being kind to people, and it will come back to you in massive quantities. You know, I think kindness is so important, especially now. As I said, we never really know what people are going through. Not everyone is an open book, and people are struggling. People have all sorts of issues and problems, very real problems that they might not share with you. So by being kind to them, it will help them, and it will help them feel better and for themselves as well. So I think it's what we should all be doing. I think the world is beginning to understand that as well, which is great to see.
Yeah.
Thanks to what you're doing as well, Mari.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Ian. I am looking forward to a long relationship with yourself and Arteel. I am so aligned with everything that you represent. And it's about changing those workplaces. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nala.
Thank you so much for listening. If you have loved this episode, please do share it with others. Pop on and give a lovely review, but mostly take forwards into your life something that can change someone else's. We are looking for the elusive happiness, and kindness is the action that can get us there.